when a woman would help her, help deliver the baby, what was that woman known?
Midwife. Called midwife, or neighbor's wife.
Did they ever call them grannies?
Yeah.
Somehow, yeah. He's a granny woman. And
my older sister
would act as a granny woman for one man's whole family of children, five or six children. Oh, go get her to help in place of the doctor. Maybe have a doctor get her. She tie a neighbor cord and.
If a child were born to a lady who wasn't married, what would that child be called?
A bastard.
Bastard.
Now it's more modest. But that, you know, that didn't happen to
us. Yeah, what, the same thing in Georgia? The bastard in Georgia?
Some places they call it a witch colt.
Witch colt, yeah.
You ever hear that?
Witch colt, yeah.
Come by chance.
Yeah. That's right. It's, ain't got no daddy.
Well, that didn't happen much back then. And if it did,
but I've got more ways of keeping a secret nowadays or something.
If anything like that did happen, that was awful.
A woman came to church not long ago. I spoke about a certain time she was with me riding around having a good time. I said, I never was with you in my life, I remember. Never had a date with you. You never, but you're dating my aunt, Papa's sister, and they won't let her go off of you for the booger man to get her. Now then, they mad because don't go.
Did you have something to put the baby in and
cradle?
Baby buggy?
With wheels?
Yeah, that's a baby carriage.
Baby carriage?
We never were lucky enough to have one. We just carried arrows in our arms.
And if you started off to school and you didn't make it when you were a boy, you went fishing instead, what did they say you did what?
Scouting out or
skipped out.
I forgot what you call it. He just never went.
That wasn't done too much. Now
what you call it for you most time?
Hooky.
Hooky, that's like that.
Yeah. And
hooky.
If you went fishing, what did you use for bait?
I'm using worms most of the time.
Fish worms?
Yeah, red worms from the bar.
We call them fish worms, don't you?
And did you ever use these little fish?
I never had any luck with them. I always get, I caught some high as 25 or 30 pounds with a big old seine. It's hog them out to call it, drag a seine and run them into it and then pull them onto the shore. But that's against the law, we didn't know it. But we don't think against the law then, or nothing said about it, but a few later, weeks later it was against the law, we learned, and we just had to quit, did quit. Wore the sand out and got too old to hunt, or too old to fish.
Another thing that's interesting is, at Christmas, how did you greet somebody on Christmas morning? Did you have a certain greeting that you...
This might give my apple or something.
what would you say?
Christmas present.
Christmas gift.
Yeah. Do they do that anymore?
Well, some.
Some do, some don't. It's about... Look, like we don't have time. We don't.
Oh, that's a terrible
reason.
I thought I heard
something. And I also wanted to ask about a wedding. If somebody came and made a lot of noise and kidded you a lot after the wedding, what was that called?
I can't answer that.
Serenade.
Yeah. Serenade, yeah. They do it Christmas time, sometimes.
Yeah, they do that. Way back on the Lord, I reckon. So, now they get up when they marry, most of them, and go off to another state or go
have a honeymoon
to
the
motel.
Come out of the state, Smoky Mountains.
Oh, yeah, they'd serenade them.
A few items about the weather. If you